just relax and just vibe out. Put on my favorite station so we can black out. You know the station where they play real good R&B. With DJ Kiefer, Sade, it's a shot, ooh-wee. They bringing that old theme back. They make you wanna fall in love all over again. So turn the music up and just take my hand. Come with me.
The music's to the right frequency.
It's time for a little intimacy, yeah.
DJ Good Vibe is on the one and twos. Playing that music, they get you in the mood.
No other podcast
made me feel like that. Tune in every other Thursday.
R&B Live.
R&B Live.
R&B Live.
To another place. I even listen when I'm laid up.
To R&B Live. R&B
Live.
R&B
Live.
R&B
Live. Hello, my beautiful people. What is up? Thank you for joining the hottest R&B podcast. Live from Las Vegas, Nevada, guys. What is up? This is your first time tuning in. Welcome and thank you for joining us, guys. We appreciate you so much. Please be sure you subscribe to us on all of our social media platforms, guys. It's R&B Live Podcast. Online, it's rmb-live.com, okay, guys? I just want to introduce you guys to our beautiful crew. We have a lot of stuff going on. I'm gonna introduce our crew in a minute. Juicy R&B news. We got the top five silky sheets. We got a topic, music technology innovations and AI generated music. That's our topic of today. But yeah, and we have a very special guest doing an amazing performance for us tonight. So you guys, it's gonna be so amazing. But first, let me introduce the magic makers of this team, our crew, our amazing cast. I got Tisha,
our
special guest host, Aisha over here. DJ Lawless is a star-studded crew today, guys. What is up?
We in the building.
How are you guys doing? How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Feeling great.
It is so good to see you guys. Seriously, it's always good when we have a good mix of people. But yeah, I'm really excited. And you guys can see the coordination right now. Like, it is insane. Like, we did it without even doing it. Okay. Okay. But first, Tisha, what's going on?
Let's do a toast. I would love. Let's raise our glasses to all the R&B artists and musicians in the world. Because we wouldn't even have this show if it wasn't for the R&B artists. So cheers to the R&B artists.
Yes. And our viewers and our fans, guys.
Cheers. We love you.
Cling, 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 cling.
To the red solo cup over here.
That's so good. It's still red.
Put you together.
That's right. Yes. We got a jam pack. I'm so Aisha. I'm super excited that you're here. So you gotta let us know what's been going on with you. What's been going on?
What's the scoop?
Yeah.
No.
What's the scoop?
Really, just working on releasing music. I have great new things coming next week, actually. New music dropping and just trying to stay consistent, you know? Yes. Getting ready to take off. You know, I'm ready. I really am. It's been a long time coming and I just am happy to be in a place to be consistently dropping music.
So happy
to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, we love you.
We heard you got an exclusive for us.
I do. New song.
We're gonna get into this music break and let the listeners know what's your new song.
All right, y'all. So this is my new song. It is called White Flag. It drops next Wednesday, April 24th. So y'all getting an exclusive. Yes. Let me know what y'all think.
Yes.
Let's get it.
All right.
I'm on the front line, fighting for your heart. But I'm hitting landmines, and it blows up every time. Oh, I
I appreciate it, y'all. I love the meaning behind it, because I'm like, I'm always hard-headed sometimes, but sometimes I just gotta pick and choose my battles and just be like,
Waving the white flag.
This
ain't even worth the fight.
Nope.
Child, it ain't worth the fight.
Welcome back, guys, to the R&B Live podcast. What a great music break. That's got to be on the top five. I swear, we got to put that on the top five for sure. We are going to get into our weekly R&B news, guys. So let's go.
Let's get into it. What you got for us, Sade?
Okay, guys, so we have some birthdays. It is Aries season, so here are some notable birthdays of the month. We got Miss Summer Walker, April 15th, girl. Oh, my God, it just, yeah, thank you. We got the class. We got Jacquees on and Akon on April 16th. And Mr. Great, Luther Vandross, April 20th. Yeah. So great month for these guys. Happy birthday to you. We did have a loss recently, Mr. OJ Simpson, on April 10th. He died of cancer at the age of 76. Of course, you guys know Mr. Simpson, notable NFL player, actor, also known for his high profile case. I mean, everybody knows about the OJ Simpson case. So, he's had a lot of accomplishments. His case shadowed his career, unfortunately, but he did a lot of great things for the community, a lot of great things for NFL, and we send all of our deepest condolences to OJ and his family. So, some news, guys. Mr. Yes. Trey Songz. I don't know if we talked about this before, right? Did we not?
we did touch base on this.
So, a woman who, according to reports, the woman who accused Trey Songz of, I think it was sexual assault, right? They have reached a settlement, and it comes as another court case victory for Trey Songz, putting an end to a prolonged legal dispute that's been going on between them. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that you guys can find on Radar Online, but it says that there was a dismissal of the case upon satisfactory completion. So, yeah, great little money settlement for that person, I guess.
Wow.
Right?
Well, I'm glad it's done and over.
So it's $25 million in damages, apparently. So that's, I mean, come on. Somebody that's getting paid.
Pretty hefty.
Yes. Hey. Pretty hefty. So on a brighter note. All right. So Chloe Bailey has this new song called Boy Bye. A lot of people are claiming it's not R&B enough. Lawless, what do you think about the song? Do we got the song? Have you heard it?
I got the song right here.
Let's talk about this. Let's make a debate after this. Okay.
I like it.
I'm not gonna lie. It's got a bit of like a Swiftie vibe.
Feeling like country pop. Yeah, like, and like, I feel like country's making a comeback right now. So I feel like it has a low key. I think she's just probably getting on the bandwagon. The country, you know, the like bandwagon.
Like a poppin' B or something. Yeah, I don't know, like,
yeah. But the da-da-da-da-da-da, it's giving. It reminds me of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I like it though.
But I love it. But listen, I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
We started all of this shit anyway.
Yeah, no. So she just released a single April 12th, to be exact. But, I mean, it's getting a lot of positive reviews. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with artists going in a different direction. Beyonce's doing it. You know, everybody's doing it right now. So, I mean, more kudos to everybody wanting to take a chance and do a change and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I love it. I like the incorporation of new things.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
All right, guys. So we're going to get into some R&B news. So we have Dram. They're dropping their highly anticipated album, Dram and B. Grammy-nominated artist Dram unveils his long-awaited album, Dram and B, via his Waver imprint. The leaked track, Marry Me, heralds a new era for Dram, marking a return to his new R&B roots. Produced by Dram and collaborator EK, the album reflects artist's personal and sonic evolution, bridging the past influences with newfound growth and healing. Jam & B showcases Jam at his most inspired and fearless, breaking new grounds while remaining an essential figure in music today.
Hey.
Marquise Houston, y'all. Yes. Marquise Houston, yes. I love him. He got some new heat right now. Listen, his new song, Admit It, is his first release since like 2022,
damn,
right?
Wow.
When he dropped his EP, Me, Dark Water. And this 6-track offering includes features from Ray J.
Okay.
Ooh. And Monaco.
Okay.
And then y'all, Money Long.
Oh.
That's my
boo. Yes.
Listen,
yes.
May for me, rightfully so, spins this 10th week at number one on Billboard R&B Digital Song
Let's
Sales
go.
Chart. It is her longest running number one on the chart, and it is worth noting that Made For Me is her second entry. Yeah. Behind Hours and Hours, which was for 5 weeks. It
yeah.
like ran for 5 weeks in
dang.
2022. So shout out Money Boo.
Let's go.
Go ahead and get it. Keith Sweat.
Yes, baby. Okay.
Legendary. The legendary Keith Sweat. He's dropping a song called Lay You Down, and I'm sorry, he dropped a song called Lay You Down, and it enters top 10 on the Billboard Adult R&B Air Chart. It is his first top 10 since his Raheem Devon assisted single Can't Nobody, which peaked number 4 in hey. April of 2022.
Wow.
Mary J, y'all. It's some things going on with Mary J. So Real
queen,
Love.
The queen.
The queen. The queen. It's Real Love. Y'all know that. Real Love.
Yes.
You know?
Of course. Yes.
It was actually slammed with a copyright infringement lawsuit.
No.
Yes, y'all. Child, listen.
Why?
The unlicensed usage of the widely sampled 1993 funk song. UMG, Universal Music Group, they've been hit with the copyright infringement lawsuit no. over that song, that 1992 classic.
Damn.
But Mary J. was not actually named in the lawsuit, so, you know, she wasn't accused of any wrongdoing, so.
It's one of my favorites.
Fingers crossed. I hope yes. they come to a conclusion for that, for real, because I understand what that sampling is like. Get y'all songs cleared.
Get
your songs cleared.
Get it together. Quiet.
Shout out to Mary, though.
Shout out to Mary, though. Okay. Seriously.
And more news. We got the concerts.
Yes. Tell us.
Got some sad news for you guys, though. Omarion's Vibes on Vibe tour has been canceled.
No.
Oh, I know.
Why?
I was looking forward
but
to it.
Yeah.
I was so looking forward to that.
Me too. His
yeah, no. No, seriously.
No, I really was.
I really was. He had some like heavy hitters on that tour.
He really did.
Yeah.
Now, the reps didn't say exactly why, but let's stay tuned. Hopefully he will be coming back around and, you know, bringing Vibes on Vibes mm-hmm. on tour.
Please, Omarion. Yes. We need it.
But
we need it.
He's making a comeback because the Love of R&B Music Festival is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
The lineup in Omarion is on that.
Okay.
Bow Wow, Monica.
Oh,
damn.
Okay.
Genuine.
Hey now.
Oh.
Hey now.
Maya.
Like
Ashanti, and so many more. So that's going to be a really, really great concert. That's going to be September 7th with special guest Jermaine Dupri.
Oh. Hey, JD.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going to be at Grand Park in Los Angeles on September 7th. So make sure you guys check out the tickets and show up. The other concert is The Recipe, which is featuring Jasmine Sullivan.
I love
Sir,
her.
I love her. Alex. Alex Isley, Tone Stiff, just to name a few. So
yes.
make sure you guys, this
I'm
is July 6th, and it's going to be in the UK.
Oh, dang.
This is concert out in the UK. Have you guys ever been to the UK?
I actually have.
You have?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
So I lived in Spain for a little bit, and during that time, we got the opportunity to travel to different places, because once you're over there, like,
yeah.
England's like 45 minutes away on a flight.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's crazy. But yeah, I was in... Oxford Circus. It was like where I think where the Arc de Triomphe is. It was beautiful.
Okay.
No, wait, that's France. I'm tripping.
Ooh.
Where was I? No. Liberty Circus.
Okay.
Listen, my Londoners. Y'all know where I was at. I was in London somewhere. Piccadilly line. That's what I took.
Oh, cool. Wow. Well, I need to go one more concerts, and I may get in trouble for this, guys, because you know. Kiefer do not like for us to talk about hip hop, but you know I got to bring it anyway.
Don't tell him.
But
know.
The Out of This World tour is coming.
Yeah,
with Missy Elliott.
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
Featuring Ciara and Busta Rhymes.
Yes, we love Missy.
My top producer.
With special guest Timbaland. So this is July 13th. They're kicking it off. It's in Vegas,
Let's go. Let's go.
In Vegas.
I know.
Kiefer's buying us tickets.
We're going.
Can't wait to tell y'all about that concert. But make sure you guys check that out.
Okay.
So
that's it
for all the R&B news. We're going to definitely get into another music break, you guys.
Okay, let's get it.
And speaking of Marcus Houston, we got that song, Admit It. You got it for us?
Got you.
This is the R&B Live Podcast with your girl, Tasha.
Sade.
Aisha.
Lawless, let's go.
Welcome back to the R&B Live Podcast. It's your girl, Tasha. I like that song.
Yeah,
by Marcus,
I like that.
I like it too. We were just talking about that. Kiefer might not like it, but I like it a lot.
I like it.
Talking that he don't like that, the reggae, the
Afrobeats crossing over,
which
R&B.
I love. I was telling you, like, it sounded like it could have been Drake on the track.
It does.
Like, it could have been a Drake song. I feel like Drake has already been putting that out there with, you know, Tyla and everybody else is coming out, and Thames, and we were just talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we love all of that.
I do. I love Afrobeats.
Chris Brown.
I mean, yeah, everybody has dabbled in Afrobeats. Yeah. Absolutely.
But is it R&B? I think it's its own category, but I love the, it, like,
I think,
I love artists.
I think there's
an
R&B influence, but it's absolutely its own thing, for sure.
Okay, cool.
Well, guys, we're going to have our special guest coming up. I'm super excited for this portion, man. Y'all see me shaking in my boots? We have an amazing artist today. I'm so excited to bring this artist on. He is a singer, he's a songwriter, he's an artist, he's talented, he's a background singer for Bobby Brown. Can you guys give a warm welcome for Terrell Rillion Paul?
Loving you is all I really had to do. I would have done it then and shown you who I really am. Who I am now. She really knows how to love me. She takes the time just to show me. And all that I am is because of her. That's why I show her how much I really love her. Decided to never turn the light down, cause this fire is burning inside out. A true testament, the love that we share. A true testament will always be there.
Each other, it's all about,
it's all about love.
There's no other.
Testament will always be there. It's emotional, it's spiritual, it's physical. And I don't know what I would do without you. Oh, oh, oh. She tells me all the time what she thinks of me. She always takes the time just to show me. She kind of woman that'll pray for me. Cause she's my everything. Decided to never turn the light down. Fire's burning inside out. True testament, the love that we share. True testament will always be there.
Each other.
Oh,
it's all about,
all about love.
Do.
Had to do.
welcome back to the R&B Live Podcast. It's your girl, Tasha, and we have our special guest, Terrell Rillion Paul. Yes. Welcome, 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 Terrell.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. We are so excited to have you. Did I butcher your name? Because, you know, the seat is a curse when Kiefer, he's always butchering names, so I got this curse. I think I messed up your name.
It's Rillion.
Rillion. Rillion. Okay. So do you just go, where did that name come from, if you wouldn't mind?
I had that name since, for at least about 20 something years.
Really?
One of my friends, his name is actually Joey Majors. He named me that. We used to think we was in a mob. And so, you know, Don Corleone, my name is Don Rillion.
Okay. Rillion. Oh, yeah. I like that.
Little mobsters.
So that's amazing. So, mobsters are we?
Yeah, we're trying to be. I'm from New Jersey, so that's where, you know.
Jersey. East Coast.
Absolutely.
I'm from the DMV area, so we like cousins, you know, close enough. A little.
Well, we both crazy.
Definitely. Oh, wow. Well, I would love to know, like, how you got started into the music industry. What was your start?
Of course, church. I come from church, man. I know that's kind of cliche. It's all black kids come through church. But, I mean, that's where they had us at in church, and that's where I learned a lot of it from. Professionally, it happened when I moved to Atlanta from New Jersey, and I was working at a Home Depot, and I was, you know, are you singing and humming in the job? Mm-hmm. And the person heard me that I was working with, and his wife was a talent scout. And they were putting a group together called Heads of State, which is Bobby, Ralph, and Johnny back in 2006.
Oh,
I believe.
Wow.
So it was called Heads of State, and then I went to audition to be in Heads of State. And Ralph and Johnny didn't want me. It's an ongoing, they're my boys, they're my friends, it's in the beginning it was weird because I came in to audition. And they already had two background singers. Shout out to Ryan Toby. If y'all don't know who Ryan Toby is, who wrote all the Usher stuff, that's one of my best friends. He was in the group City High, but that's another story too. So, and they had a guy named Tim Campbell who became my group member, which is a group called Paul Campbell that Bobby ended up signing. And I didn't even get a chance to sing because they said they already had the two background singers that they needed. So it was basically I came for nothing, but I was on my way out. I'm walking out the door, and you know how you turn and soon you hit somebody's shoulder?
Yes.
Me and Bobby's shoulder hit, and he looked at me. He said, "Who are you?" And I said, "Well, obviously I know who you are." I said, "I came to audition, but they told me that, you know, it's enough background singers." He said, "Who told you that? Anybody know Bobby? Y'all know him." He said, I said, "Ralph and Johnny said there's enough background." He said, "How many background singers?" I said, "There's two." He said, "Ralph, Johnny, two background singers. Ralph, Johnny. Well, where's my background singer?" I said, "I don't know, man, but this is what they say." He said, "Listen, I'm going to call. Take my number." And I took his number, and then he took mine. He said, "I don't know, but I'm going to call you." I'm like, "All right, whatever." So I'm going up 75. Anybody know what Turner, what is the music place? Radio station. Turner Station.
Okay.
It's on 75. So I'm going up 75. And about 10 minutes later, I get a call. And it's Bobby. He said, "Man, I don't know you, but I feel good about you." He said, "Rehearsal is tomorrow at 10 o'clock a.m. I was at rehearsal at 8.
I know that's right.
To make a long story short, that was a Wednesday. So when I walked into rehearsal, Ralph and Johnny was like, "Bob, what are you doing? Have you heard him sing?" He's like, "Nah, we about to hear him sing now." So I think I sung all of 13 seconds. And then Bob said, "What's the problem?" They was like, "Well, it's Wednesday. The show is Saturday. He don't know the steps." I've been watching the steps all my life. I couldn't wait to do the steps. So when he saw the steps, put it like that. The show happened Saturday, and what is it now? 2024? I've been with Bob ever since.
Wow. Nice.
So from 2006 to now.
Wow.
I've been with Bob ever
since. It was destined.
Yeah, yeah. It was
that's
totally.
Wow. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that, too. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to say, what is the wildest experiences that you've had so far on your journey?
In Africa, we was in Africa, and we pulled into Nigeria, Lagos, and there were abandoned planes outside. Planes were just like abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
Like you abandoned car on fire, like that. It was that. And so we got into our cavalcade of vehicles, and we were all on the bus, and then we had to have been going at least 35, 40 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And there was a Nigerian in flip-flops.
Right.
I mean, keeping up with the bus. And they saw that and they wrist around and shot the rifle like, bow, bow. And they was like, get back. And Bobby's like, hey, don't do that. Like, he's fine. He ain't doing nothing. Don't shoot at him. Like, we got to go home.
Yeah.
So that was a wild time. That was a wild time.
That is a wild.
So speaking of, you mentioned you toured with Bobby Brown. I can imagine touring was grueling, like, and demanding of your time and energy. What did you do when you needed like strength or peace? Like what did you do to like achieve, like to get to that?
She's sitting right there.
Hey, man.
Come on, wifey.
I love that.
She's sitting right there.
Amen. Yes. I love that. I love to hear that. Oh.
Shed a little light on that, though. I love when men talk about their wife.
Well, yes. So, you know, for me, you know, the woman always feels safe, right? Mm-hmm. And as you should. The man is supposed to provide that. But I always tell my wife that you made me feel safe.
Aww.
Because you need to, a man needs to feel safe too.
Absolutely.
And that's you know, and I think if a lot of women can make them feel safe, or if the man could be vulnerable to feel safe.
Absolutely.
I think there'd be a lot more couples.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hearts.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
Great answer. That's beautiful.
I would love to know if you could pick the brain of any artist, dead or alive, who brain would you pick and what would you ask them? What advice would you ask them musically?
I gotta be careful now with all the allegations.
No, for real.
Definitely gonna have to pick this answer.
Strange
for sure.
Times we in.
We didn't know better.
So, to be honest,
mm-hmm.
I love Frankie Lyman.
Mm.
The style of the way.
Yeah.
Duty fruity. You know what I mean? The way he controlled the crowd. And it was about the lyrical content.
Yeah.
I'm a writer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think writing for me is like. So that's how I really became a singer, because I knew how I wanted my songs to sound like. Not that I'm the best singer, but I knew what my melody was.
Yeah.
And oftentimes you can't get that from other people because it's birthed in you.
Mm-hmm.
So when something is birthed in you, you gotta let it out.
Yeah.
But you gotta keep it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't birth it and give it away.
Yeah.
You never know what that baby gonna turn out to be.
Facts.
You're right. That's a good one.
Facts.
Now, being a writer, like, how do you, let's talk about the relationship between your art and like the personal experiences that you have and the connection that they have when you're writing.
It's all personal.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Because I'm a crooner. Most of my songs are love,
mm-hmm.
it's because I have a right to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It makes me go that route, mm-hmm. because that's where I'm at. That's where I'm in. Nothing greater than love.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's the best. It's the best medication on earth.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
It is.
Yeah. So, being an artist that was raised in the church, and I know you made mention, we all kind of got our start, you know, in the church, in the choir. As a pastor, do you feel like you're limited in any of the music you make? Because I know myself, I find conflict sometimes with some of the things that I say. It's like, okay, is this am I tiptoeing the line? So do you feel like you're limited in any way when it comes to your, you know, your creative style?
So I've had a lot of time to think about that. And the question, the answer I'm going to give may upset some folk. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the Bible also say that we're supposed to live off the laws of the land. Mm. So if that's my gift,
yes,
and I'm supposed to live off the laws of the land, then that's how I make money. Right. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I'm not selling the gospel music that's already his. Mm-hmm. So why am I monetizing off of something that's already free? Mm-hmm. So what he gave me is the way to go and sing so that I can provide for my family on the R&B side, which is still love, yeah, but I'm not taking away from his word.
Yes.
Okay. Preach that. Preach that.
I like that answer. That's an answer. I mean, that's a question that, mm-hmm, you know, it hits a lot of us as, right, you know, creatives that were, you know, raised up in the church. So
the Bible said a man don't work.
You're right. So I appreciate and respect that answer.
Do we get upset at the judge that go hit the gavel when he sentenced somebody to life?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he's a pastor.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Because of the judgment's part. Yes. Okay.
You're right.
A lot of judges on the Supreme Court are pastors.
Yeah. Yes.
That's true.
I don't know if you know that or not. Yeah. A lot of them are pastors.
That. I did, yes, not know that.
No.
Oh, yes.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
crazy, guys.
I know.
All right, guys. It was such a pleasure to getting to know you. What you got going on in the future, so you can let people know how to find you or what connect with you.
So yes, I have a single in the UK that's running, that's really, really huge right now. It's called This Time. It's produced by Stone Paxton out here in Vegas.
Oh wow! Nice.
Co-written by Rufus Black. I'm still out with Bob, so look for us with that. I got a lot of music in the pipeline. I'm acting too, y'all. I got a few movies under the belt, so
hey,
I've got some stuff coming. So,
okay, all right.
Again, I got, you know, I'm assistant pastor at my church, so I'm definitely doing the Lord's work and staying busy in that, and just showing people that you can still praise the Lord and still live a life that is pleasing to him, and
absolutely,
and still you can still feel like you feel good about it,
right?
Not just so stuck up. We grew up in church. Listen, we know what church means. We churchy.
I get it. Yeah, we are.
I'm talking about some Sundays you get out of there, you be like, come on, man. Like, I think Jesus might be tired of us right now, you know.
So, and the church is here in Vegas.
It's called Impact Church LV International.
Okay.
And it's 71 East Flamingo, second floor.
Okay.
Pastor Tony Mitchell is our pastor, and my name is Terrell Paul, the assistant pastor. Come see us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. That's on East Side.
It's on, yes, give me this.
Okay.
All right.
What it is?
I took a visit.
Before, we got two more things before we let you get out of here. Well, you blessed us with this beautiful.
Yes.
Vinyl.
It's vinyl. A vinyl, y'all. Yes, vinyl. Yes. Love a good vinyl.
So, that's nice. I want to take this. I want you to sign it for me, but I'm not going to be like that. I know Kiefer would love this. So if you would sign this for Kiefer,
we
would love this.
Sure.
And we also would like for you to be on our wall.
Yes.
Our famous wall of all fame. The artists that we've had here. We would love for you to sign your picture.
And my boy John John. True.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
So would you do that? Do the honors and sign your picture?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, Terrell. We would love to know, what song are you closing out for us?
Oh, man, I'm very excited about this song. It's called Never Too Busy, and it's produced by Thundercats.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, the real Thundercats?
Yes, sir.
Oh. All
right.
A keeper.
What?
Yes,
sir. All right,
guys.
It's the R&B Live Podcast. It's your girl, Tasha.
Sade.
Aisha.
Lawless, let's go.
AOT.
It's up to me, you know, if you let me show. Well, your heart might let you go.
Let's get this on.
I'm never too busy. I'm never too busy for your love. I'm never too busy. I'm never too busy.
really had to let you know. Whenever you call me, I'll be in a hurry. Yeah. So many things I want to show you. If you let me hold you close.
Hey, how y'all doing? My name is Terrell Paul, a.k.a. Really Yawn. Hey, I want to thank R&B Live Podcast for having me. Y'all can catch me on all social media platforms at Really Yawn for Life or Terrell Paul. That's R-E-L-L-I-O-N, the number 4, Life. Love to check y'all. Check me out soon.
R&B Live Podcast. It's your girl Tasha, and we're going to get into our topic today, guys.
Ooh, yes.
Yes.
Topic time.
Right. Today, we're going to be talking about music innovations and AI-generated music and okay. just how that has affected the R&B culture. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get into this, guys. Yeah. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Excited?
It is the future. It is the future, guys. So, fusion of genres. Right now, music has been going into new, uncharted territories, but it's not uncommon when you fuse different genres together. We got country, R&B, whether it's jazz, hip hop, funk, soul. I mean, everything has become a melting pot now. What do you guys think about that? How do you guys like the new, fresh, fusions of genres?
I actually love it. I mean, I think that a lot of the music in general that we listen to in America is like rooted in, us, black people.
Absolutely.
We create a lot of this. So to see, other genres and other artists come and want to work, like when you look at Beyonce, getting back to her roots with country and doing that live performance with the Dixie Chicks. It's like, we love to see that togetherness because, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's about, coming together, creating a great sound. That's what R&B music is about.
I love that.
Absolutely. So I love it.
Lalas, you ever get any crazy ideas just to want to mash up some songs together?
All the time.
What would be a good mix that you would mash up?
My girl, she be making mashups, and she's been dabbling into all of her island music that she grew up on.
I love that. So Afrobeat type of stuff.
So more like Pacific Islander, Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
And you guys would be surprised how much of that actually blends with R&B, especially the classic stuff from the 90s.
I love it.
So she's been killing it. So definitely she's been sparking some ideas for me because that is crazy. Didn't know that worked.
It sounds amazing. And the listeners are really, the audience are really taken to
people
it.
People are downloading it and everything.
That.
Shout out to Babe, man.
Shout out, Babe.
Definitely opened my eyes with that one. I thought it was, you kind of just stick to one genre and kind of blend, but everyone's bending the rules. That's how you got to do it.
We do kind of bend the rules.
I was just going to ask Terrell, how do you feel about the mashing up, and have you done that with your music?
Yeah.
I actually have a single called This Time that's It's a hopeless plug. that's out in the UK right now. Go make sure y'all go to Spotify and get it. It's called This Time. But I cross-referenced Earth, Wind & Fire and Michael Jackson.
Oh, there you go.
So legend. They're both in the song, and it's in the same key. So when you take a listen to it, you'll know which two songs they are. And you'll be like, it's never been done before. So that's a mashup.
I like that. Is there a genre that you would probably not even think of mashing up with, but would try and dabble in? Like something like off, like maybe like rock even. Would you even go that route? I know that's a little out there, but.
I've dabbled in rock a little bit.
Okay.
I got a country song.
There you go. Okay. I like that.
So you all for this.
Yes.
And I love it.
It's music.
Yes.
Right. No, facts.
The universal language, right?
Yes. All right.
That's dope. I really love that. How about Aisha?
I think AI has contributed heavily to like visual storytelling, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, people have been telling stories through their music. R&B, Michael Jackson, always telling a story in his videos. Like, we see it consistently, right? But with the advancement of technology and how far everything's come, just to see how far we can go with some of these visuals has been amazing. Yeah, and it's just
absolutely
taking us up to the next level, because we are definitely visual people these days. I mean, we scroll nonstop.
Absolutely.
So
that's how we are. We're human.
So to pull somebody in visually for me with today's AI and like how they're doing it, that's what impresses me the most currently with how AI is incorporated into the art.
If I can leave y'all with this has been my main mantra with music. Music can take you anywhere 3 minutes at a time.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Wow.
I love that.
That's a bar.
That's
a bar. Yes. Bars.
Yeah.
No, for real.
That's so true.
That is.
I remember growing up as a kid watching Michael Jackson's music videos. It was always a story. It was the best videos ever.
Yeah.
Like, I loved it. And his visual ideas, wherever he could take you, anywhere in the world, it was always fun. So, to watch. But yeah.
Love it. I got the technology integration, you know, with the AI. Mm-hmm. I love that R&B culture has been embracing that. I know some people are, you know, on the fence with the auto-tunes, you know, situation. But I feel that, you know, it's not for everyone, but that definitely, like, T-Pain has made a mark,
for sure.
That, you know, the integrating electronic music now these days. I think it just gives another form. I mean, of course, I miss the originality.
Roger Troutman. Yeah. Right. I mean, exactly. We gotta give it to the essence. Roger Troutman.
Yeah, he started it.
Yes.
Synthesizer.
So they've been making waves in different ways, and I believe the new artists are embracing it, and they're trying to do their own spin on it as well. So I love that. I mean, what do you guys feel when it comes to the technology?
I mean, for me, as a singer-songwriter, I understand, like, people's weariness to lead into AI, because it's like you can't really take the AI doesn't have a soul, right?
Yeah.
So we are gonna bring the soul. So I look at AI honestly as a tool. I've used it to demo songs where it's like sometimes people can't necessarily hear it unless they hear it in the voice of who you wrote it for. So having the opportunity to have my songs, you know, portrayed and make it sound like, oh, this is a Justin Bieber song or this is a Chris Brown song, like, that might make it easier for them to hear and see, like, okay, this is what this would sound like if such and such sang it. And that's really the extent for me.
Yeah.
I'm one of them. The AI is like, all right, not too much now, because they don't have a soul. So you can't take the soul. So I'm not threatened by it, because, like I said, AI doesn't have a soul.
I mean, some things you just got to do it from its natural sense.
Yeah. Yes. I agree.
I mean, even with preaching, I see a lot of the pastors, they're going through their phones and they're scrolling up. That's not, I'm still the Bible.
No, absolutely.
I have the Bible and I still write it or type it out myself. It's because it's just, I think that repetition, when you're writing something down, and it's
ingrained.
It's
embedded in your head, so. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's a slippery slope. I love, and I see AI being a great contribution to music and stuff like that, but the originality is going to fade.
Right.
You know, because when it comes to lyrics, writing lyrics, like, people, personal experiences, and then those individuals are just going to take soul. That. And, yeah, soul. Yeah, exactly.
To write that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
takes life experiences.
Yeah,
robot doesn't experience life.
That's true.
The minute it start thinking for itself, I better have an escape plan.
Control Alt Delete.
Control Alt Delete.
We saw iRobot. You saw iRobot.
You saw Terminator. They've been telling us the story now. What we doing?
What are we doing, guys? Oh, this is a great topic, guys.
Yes,
I love
it. We all have some great
AI
points.
Is going to be the future. I mean, it's helped me build some things for myself personally, business-wise. You just got to really use it for your benefit, but don't use it to change you.
It's
know?
A tool.
That. Yeah, it's just a tool, guys.
It's just a tool, guys.
Just a resource.
That's it. All right, y'all. So this concludes our R&B topic. We are going to take a quick music break, and we are going to get into this new song by Flo featuring Missy Elliott. It is called Fly Girl, and this is R&B Live Podcast with your girl Aisha.
Sade.
Tasha.
Hey.
Let's get
really
it.
Really young.
Let's get it.
Lawless, let's go.
Hey.
Thank you guys, welcome back to the R&B Live Podcast. It is finally that time, guys. The best time of the whole show. No, I'm just joking. We got our top five new wave songs, okay? Be sure you guys go to rnb-live.com and vote for your favorite song. Okay, Kiefer, run that.
Oh, shit. I'm a kid. For you make it look like it's magic. Cause I see nobody but you. And I'm gon' beat it like a drum. Beat it like a drum. Beat it. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam.
Thank you guys. Okay, so Tasha, you have our number one song so far. What you got for us?
Yes,
guys?
I got Moonlight by Kali Uchi.
Ooh, I love that song.
Make sure you guys vote number one.
Let's go.
Make sure you guys vote rnb-live.com.
Hey. Love it. I love Kelly.
Me too.
I love it. So be sure you guys vote online for that. I got the number two spot. Robin Thicke and Lizzo just released a song a couple of days ago. So ooh. I am in love with it. It's got millions of views. So be sure you guys vote for it. It's called Why. This is the number two top five new wave song. All right. It's your girl Sade.
Yes.
Well, you guys like that?
Yeah. That was a good one. That was a good one.
All right. Be sure you guys vote for that. What you got, girl?
Listen, I got the number three spot, y'all. So be sure to go to R&B Live, rnb-live.com to go vote for my song. And it is Victoria Monet Jaguar. She is giving.
Ooh.
She's just giving. Let's go. Run that for us. Yeah. That's my jam.
Oh my god,
that's my jam.
Oh my god, girl,
that's my jam. That's my jam.
Coming with it tonight.
I think I might have that one, y'all. I might have that one.
I need that on my playlist. I don't have that. I need that.
Jaguar, first album.
All right, we have our fourth spot, sir.
Hey man, the fourth spot is Terrell Paul, Relly On.
Why not?
Let's go.
The song is called This Time.
Okay.
I remember all the good times and shit. Baby, don't you want that old thing back? Yeah, man. I'm here to put it all back together again, if you let me. Do you remember? There is nothing I wouldn't do for you. Then I got caught up and started making moves. Neglected all the love that we shared. Now I feel broken cause I don't have care. Let me shoot my shot once again. Cause I can't see us just being friends. Knock, knock, baby, open the door. I'm out here waiting, let me in like before. Let's go. She don't wanna rock with me.
For that.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, that is our number four. DJ Lawless has the last spot, guys. So.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Who you got?
Yes.
So, I got a song by the artist named Russ called Fatima.
Okay. Oh.
The song is probably about a good 2 years old.
Okay.
But me and Babe have been vibing out to it
for a while. Shout out to me.
That's right.
I gotta shout her out, bro.
Segue.
Like, this song is amazing. So, yeah. Russ, the song is called Fatima. Let's go.
I didn't know I then saw you up close. I knew you were the one for me. I came a long way. I could do this all day. I don't ever want to leave. I found you. Didn't know that I was looking. Thank God I didn't turn around back there. Otherwise, I wouldn't have my baby. I feel like the wind blew you to me. Didn't see you coming. I thought I had all this mapped out. Something told me that I shouldn't fight it, shouldn't back out. When I'm with you, time doesn't exist. You know I can't resist you. Baby, you're my fire. When it's cold outside, you know that I'm not leaving. Know I'm right beside you. Didn't know I then saw you up close. I knew you were the one for me. I came a long way. I could do this all day. I don't ever want to leave. I found you. Didn't know that I was looking. Thank God I didn't turn around back there. Otherwise, I wouldn't have my baby. I feel like the wind blew you.
Feeling like I fell in love with you before I even found you. You feel like the only woman in the world when I'm around you. Tell me how you so patient, so wise, where your soul feels ancient. This love isn't that love, this is Mac Club. It was written and it feels so amazing. Everything I ever did led me to you. Everything makes sense when I'm at you. Ain't nobody coming close to you. Celebrate you daily, make a toast to you. I don't gotta worry cause I know I'm safe. Met you on my journey so I know it's fate.
I didn't know I then saw you up close. I knew you were the one for me. I came a long way. I could
Yeah, that song is killing it.
Yeah,
sure. Oh my god,
damn,
I like Russ too.
Me too.
That was a good song.
Thank you.
Yes. make sure you guys go to rnb-live.com and mm-hmm. vote for your top five. Vote number one.
Yes. Or two.
Or three. Or four.
Or vote the last one.
All right. This has been a great show, yay, you guys.
Good job.
Such a good time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, such a great time.
Yes.
I want to give a special round of hands to Terrell. Yes, thank you so much, Terrell, for gracing our show and for your amazing performance.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. And our co-host.
Yes.
Aisha, thank you.
Love you. Please come back.
Of course, anytime.
Thank you.
And where can we find you? Social media, where can we find you?
So all social media platforms, it's Terrell mm-hmm. Paul or Relion. Really, R-E-L-I-O-N.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Y'all go check them out.
Mm-hmm. And where can we find you? Where can we find you?
You can find me at Aisha Camille Official pretty much everywhere. A-Y-E-S-H-A Camille Official.
Yes, ma'am. There you go, guys. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Yeah, thank
we love you.
We love you guys. The R&B Live Podcast. It's your girl, Tasha.
Shade.
Aisha.
This is Really Young.
Lawless, what's up? Love you, bye.
We love you.
Deuces.
It's a wrap.
Bye.